Hey, look, Johnny, master of the seas. You know what I admire about Johnny is that he has been a fisherman all his life, and that never stopped him from learning and wanting to make a better life for himself. Even when he not casting his nets, Johnny listening to his lessons, you know, taking in some podcasts right on his headset. Why? Because there are lots of ways to learn even by simply listening.
Them two boats nearly crashed. They missed it by a fish scale.
Mr. Dumpling, remember the last time I promised to talk about the rules of the road? That is why I bring Captain Ram from the Caribbean Fisheries Training and Development Institute here today to tell you about the rules of the road.
Captain Ram, you see what just happened there? Them two boats near bunks up, yes?
I am glad you saw that, because those two boats did not follow the rules of the road, and therefore, they almost had an accident at sea.
Rules of the road? What is that?
Those are the international regulations for the prevention of collision at sea. There are 38 rules and 4 annexes. But right now, I will give you some of the pointers for small boat operators. Look at what just happened there. The pirogue almost got run over while trying to cross the ship bow, and the ship sounded its horn to warn him of danger. Now the big boat, by sounding his horn, he is asking the small boat what is his intention. The small boat, upon hearing the 5-shot blast, should immediately move out of the way.
And hear this now, Dumpling. Besides the horn, it have lights and shapes they could use to warn them too, you know.
Now listen to this, Dumpling. In the night, if you see a red light, a green light, and a white light all at the same time, what that means is a vessel coming straight towards you. So you better bounce your engine as fast as possible and get out of the way.
Boy, what trouble you telling me? Why you should get out of the way?
Because the lights are warning you that it's a head-on situation you're facing. Now, another important thing when you're coming from fishing into port, you should come into port at a safe speed.
Why a safe speed, Captain?
Because it may have people swimming and other vessels anchored in the bay. So you need to drive at a safe speed that can allow you to stop or maneuver safely.
Okay. So it have lights in the night, but in the day when we can't see them lights, how we gonna know if it has something out there?
In the day, there are shapes used for vessels engaged in different activities. Look, for example, if you're towing another boat, a black diamond shape will be displayed where it can best be seen. Now remember, these are just pointers related to the rules of the road. Lights, shapes, and sound. But there's a whole lot more to learn. For the full package, you must come down to the CFTDI in Chagaramas. Or you could ask your extension officer for your area for the contact information.
Now remember, if you don't follow the rules of the road, you might find yourself in serious difficulty at sea. That is why you must know how to survive at sea.
So you hear that, people? Next rounds, he promised to give us the survival story. Come, cast your nets with Johnny, master of the seas, for just 5 precious minutes that could very well save your life out there on the sea.
This series, Podcasting in Your Nets, is brought to you by the Distance Learning Secretariat of the Ministry of Science, Technology and Tertiary Education in collaboration with the Caribbean Fisheries Training and Development Institute. Ministry of Science, Technology and Tertiary Education, creating a culture of lifelong learning.